Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Welcome into the Arts After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm Kyle Ireland, your locals in the NFL insider for KSLSports.com. And alongside me, as always, is my co-host, the one and only, the anchor extraordinaire on KSL Sports Live. He is your resident Denver Broncos fan alongside Jeremiah Jensen. He's the one and only Sam Farnsworth. Sam, you've got kickoff here on Sunday for your Broncos. You've got a new head coach, but you still have the same quarterback. I don't know. Do you feel better about your season this year as opposed to what it was last year?
I mean, it can't be much worse, right?
So well, it can be. I mean, at least, well, here's the thing. You guys have your draft pick this year, so I guess it can be worse. You know, last year was bad.
I don't know. I'm going in with low expectations. It's fine. It is. It's going to be what it is. I like Sean Payton. Is he the remedy for Russell Wilson? I don't know if that's the case, but I'm okay. I'm okay right now. I am at peace right now, Kyle. Ask me again in a week.
Okay. Well, let's see Javonte Williams come back from his injury, and then we'll discuss it in week two, right?
Yes.
We'll see how he comes back. Let's hope your Broncos avoid the injury bug this year. There's a number of them last year.
It's but already happening.
This is here, man. We've got football. We've got NFL football is back. It's been a long off season, and you know we're in full swing in college football, high school football, but now it is here, the pinnacle. We're here on game day. We're just for those listening. We're about an hour and 10 minutes away from our Thursday night opener between the Lions and the Chiefs. We're recording right now to do our preseason picks like we have done for, my gosh, Sam, I think is this year five? This might be year five.
I'm not sure.
It's either year four or five that we've done this now.
Been a few seasons though, yeah.
So here's the thing. Every year we do this, we always go back at the end of the year and we look and see how well we did. This is the year, Sam, that we're going to do well. We're going to go back and we're going to look at our picks and we'll be like, you know, we hit all of these this year, right? I expect it from us. So as we're going along, you know, I hope that you have as much confidence in your picks as I do in mine.
Here's the thing, what does it matter if we do well or not on picks, right? the safe picks are the ones where I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, whatever, right? What are the odds of that happening? They're probably pretty good, but that's come on, let's have some fun with these picks. And then if you get them right, then you can go back and be like, see, I knew that one all along. So I've got a lot of maybe less conventional predictions this year.
Hey, I will say I did that. I took that approach a few years ago. And I think it was the year before Aaron Rodgers won his first of his back-to-back MVPs. So what would that have been? 2019, maybe? And I think the NFC Championship game I had was like the Packers versus the Cowboys. And like Dak got hurt like week three and like was out for most of the year. And I don't think either of those teams made the playoffs. Like it was just, I don't know. I don't know if that approach works for me. So we're going to see how it goes. But let's start off, Sam. We'll start off with our locals in the NFL awards, and then we'll move to our general NFL picks, and then we'll talk about our preseason predictions for the Super Bowl, which is coming up in February, obviously. So we've got a few months to let some of these picks ride out, but I'm going to start off with the MVP, Sam. Sam, who is your local NFL pick or MVP pick for the locals in the NFL?
I'm gonna spin this one and flip it back to you. I want to hear yours first.
Oh my gosh!
Because I've got two, and I think I know who I'm gonna pick. But I want to see if you pick one of my two, so I can pick the other.
Well, I almost went the unconventional route with this pick, just because I think this guy's gonna have a really good season. I almost put him for my breakout player of the year, but there was another way I had to go with that one. So I was torn on this one. I'll give you who my second pick was, and then I'll go with who I ended up going with. I almost went with Devin Lloyd, linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I came really close to picking Devin Lloyd, but I went with another linebacker because until someone dethrones him, Fred Warner is the MVP for the locals in the NFL. He's a top 15, top 20 player in the league. Until I see somebody go take his spot, Sam, I have, like, it was like Bobby Wagner, right? Like Bobby Wagner had this
right
for a number of years. It was his throne. And then Fred kind of took it away from him a couple of years ago. Until somebody dethrones Fred, Fred Warner is my MVP.
Okay. That's a good pick. You picked him last year. I get it.
I was right.
Yeah, you were. And here's the thing, like, the best player doesn't always win MVP, though, Kyle, right?
It's true.
So otherwise, I'd probably be picking Fred Warner, too. So, okay, so for locals MVP, I'll be honest. A part of me wanted to pick Jordan Love. Going into season one as a starting quarterback, I think big things are happening for him this year. Maybe not monster things, but I think big things are happening for him this year. Woo! But I'm going to go even less conventional than that, and this is going to shock, I think, you, my local MVP, and it's going to take a few weeks. Let's give him like 5 weeks, and then he's really just going to boom. I'm going with Jaylen Warren, Steelers running back Jaylen Warren, as my locals MVP this year. I'm just telling you, we're going to get like 4 or 5 weeks into the season. He's going to be RB1 in Pittsburgh. He's going to be getting twice as many carries as Harris, and he's going to be the guy. So buckle up. Let's ride that one to the end of the season.
I like it. I like the pick.
I could have picked him for breakout, but no.
Yeah, it was definitely bold, but I like that you went that direction. I will say, I'm in 3 fantasy football leagues, Sam, and I picked him up in all 3 of my leagues as a bench player because of that reason that you just gave. I think he might be the starter a few weeks into the year. So I like it. It's a really good pick. My gosh, that kind of threw me. That was good.
All right.
Let's move on.
Get ready. There's a lot more where that came from.
Rookie of the year, Sam. Instead of me going first this time, I want to hear yours before I give mine.
Okay, so there's a part of me that wants to go with Puka Nacua here. This is the way I get multiple names in here, by saying who I almost went with, right? Yeah.
You can say that, but it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, because I put this article out on kslsports.com. The ink is dry in digital land, and I go back and I see the link at the end of the year, and I'm like, hey, we already have this published, Sam. You can't go back and change your picks.
Right. So, look, I think this one, maybe the non-shocker of my picks. Yeah, I think Dalton Kincaid is going to have the best rookie season of any of our local rookies. I do like the potential of, like, Siaki Ika this year. As a big heavy in the middle of the defensive line, you don't always hear about what they're doing on a week-in, week-out basis, though, you know. I like the potential of maybe Noah Sewell doing something awesome this year, but I think Dalton Kincaid has the best chance to really have an impact this year of any of the locals that are rookies.
I like that pick. I thought about Dalton here. I guess one of the things that concerned me about that when I was thinking about it was they have Dawson Knox still, who has been their starting tight end for a couple of years, who has shown flashes here and there. He hasn't like really become like the dominant tight end that I think that a lot of teams want. Like, obviously, like, everybody would like want Travis Kelce healthy, right? Like, that would be amazing. But I want something more from the Buffalo Bills tight end, like, and how they use their tight ends in the offense before I feel comfortable in that. And I think that Dalton can become that. I don't doubt that at all. But I was hesitant, just like, I want to see it play out a little bit with them. And I was hoping to see some of that in the preseason, but they hardly played him. And so that was one of the things that was a little concerning to me. I was just like, I want to see him be used in their offense. And like, they have James Cook as their running back this year. And they're like, yeah, we're going to run the ball more this year. It's like, you never run the ball. Like, they've had Zach Moss and, you know, Singletary the last few years, and they just didn't use their offense is so unconventional.
Right.
And so I was a little hesitant with that. So I ended up going with Clark Phillips is my rookie of the year.
Okay.
Former Utah cornerback, now with the Falcons. I saw some flashes and heard some things, read some stuff out of the Falcons training camp that made me think that Clark could really like end up being, I'm not going to say like Sauce Gardner level, like last year, you know, that kind of level of a rookie year, but like, I could see him being like a standout rookie, like an all rookie team kind of a guy. So that's why I ended up going with Clark there. A lot of people have doubted him just because his size is a little small, but he's just so athletic. And I mean, he was a ball hawk at Utah. So I like Clark for my rookie of the year, as far as the locals are concerned.
I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year. He won't surprise us because we know what he can do, but obviously the teams that overlooked him, the reason why he slid to the fourth round, like you said, people are knocking his size, things like that. He did make a few plays in training camp that caught a lot of attention and the, you know, from the Atlanta media. I think there's the potential of him making some noise this year and just surprising a lot of people.
Well, I like you having my confidence, you know, on that pick there. I'm glad that you didn't pick him either. We haven't had the same pick yet, which is nice. Nope. Breakout player of the year, Sam. I ended up going with Jordan Love here. This is the spot where I feel like it was easy to put him in this. And so maybe it's like a little cop out for me. I wasn't ready to go MVP, but I think that Jordan Love, after I was really like, just full transparency, I was really concerned about him going into the preseason. And what I saw from him in the preseason, granted, it was preseason, and we'll see how he is against first team defenses here in the first month of the season. But it really set my mind at ease with where Jordan Love is. And I saw some shakiness out of him the first couple of, you know, seasons that he, you know, obviously didn't play as a rookie, but year two, year three, he had some moments where I'm like, you know, like that was the reason why they took him in the first round. And then there were moments where I'm like, my gosh, like maybe he's a bust. Maybe, you know, he's not going to end up being anything other than a backup in the league. But what I saw in the three preseason games, I was really, really, you know, set my mind at ease. So I like him as my breakout player of the year. Who do you have?
Okay. So there's a guy that is making waves, at least with the local media that covers him. He has been this off season through training camp. I think the confidence from his coaching staff and teammates is at an all-time high. I think they expect huge things of him, and I think this guy is going to be disruptive this year. Kyrus Tonga, he's not my breakout player. He's my runner-up. But I had to sell that about him because I honestly think he's going to be a big part of the Vikings defensive line this year. Just be one of those disruptive players. Again, you know, sometimes you talk about those defensive tackles, those guys in the middle that, you know, the name isn't in the headlines that much, maybe not even in the box score at the end of the day that much, but he's going to make it tough to any team that's trying to run between the tackles. He's going to make it maybe a little easier for those outside edge rushers when he's putting up that pressure in the middle. I think he's going to be big for the Vikings this year. Okay. See how I'm cheating this? I'm
getting two names. I love it. All right.
Here we go.
Doesn't count, but I love it.
My breakout player of the year is going to be Rashid Shaheed. All right, that guy. I'm just saying.
Is it a breakout though? Like, he broke out midway through last year.
He broke out with a couple of big plays.
But are we saying like he's all pro?
No, but we're talking about an entirety of a season here now, right? Okay, we're not talking about like a 60-yard touchdown and a 60-yard touchdown, whatever. That was kind of like the gist of his season, were those two major plays, right? He still had other little glimpses along the way, but that was the gist of his season last year. I think this year he becomes a bigger, more pivotal piece in their offensive game plan too, right? And then if he's still back there returning kicks, you know, anytime he touches the ball, there's a chance that the lightning is going to strike and something special is going to happen. But I think he's going to play to the level where, you know, maybe not household name, but people around the league, fans around the league, and are start to get much more familiar with who Rashid Shaheed is because of just how electric he is once he gets the ball in his hands.
No, that's a good pick. And I really, like, if you had to, so as a breakout player, what would you say is like a stat line, like end of season stat line, how many yards receiving? I mean, granted, like he's going to get a bunch right in the return game, but like just as a receiver, what do you think as far as like total yards and like touchdowns?
Good question. Okay. So I'm going to look at last year real quick, full disclosure. Yeah, you know what? He had more than I remember, 28 receptions for 488 yards, but the two touchdowns. So I'm thinking, let's triple those touchdowns, get at least six touchdowns this year. I think that would constitute kind of more of a breakout
for sure.
You know, six to seven total touchdowns this year. And I think that's realistic for him. From a yardage standpoint, maybe not much more than that. Maybe he's only like in the 500 to 600 range, but, I think realistically, 6-7 touchdowns.
Interesting. I like it because the Saints are a really interesting team for me this year, because I feel like with Derek Carr coming in, and, you know, obviously they're going to miss Alvin Kamara for the first, you know, 3 weeks of the season or whatever it is for the suspension, but they have like some sneaky weapons on that team. Like, is Michael Thomas going to come back? And like, he's really has not been himself since he missed his whole season and has been dealing with injuries. Like, could Shaheed kind of emerge there as like a go-to guy for Derek Carr? It's really interesting to me. I like it. I think that's a good pick, Sam.
Maybe he becomes like a Pro Bowl returner.
Mm.
That would really be breakout. So
that would be. I like it.
Anyway.
All right, Sam. Last pick for the locals before we take a break. Comeback player of the year. Who do you have?
Hey, this might be boring. Look, hey, I'll tell you what.
It's not, because we're going to have the same pick here.
Well, we both picked Julian Blackman last year. We could both pick him again this year.
I almost picked him this year, and then I realized what I should do.
Yes. hey, one guy that maybe keep an eye, I don't know if you want to call it a comeback, I guess probably, but Matt Bushman was elevated today to the 53-man roster. Now they're a loaded tight end group. What do they have? Four, if you count Kelsey, right? So
yeah,
he would have to do quite a bit to get really involved in what they're doing for an entire season. But don't be shocked if he becomes a semi-regular in what the Chiefs want to do this year, right? He was big during training camp and in the preseason. They like him. We'll see what happens there. Sure. But I think the no-brainer pick here, at least for me, is Garrett Bowles coming back after playing just five games last year, losing the rest of the year, you know, 2 years before he was a all-pro tackle. And getting to that point from where he started his career, like the first 2 years of his career, he by far for holdings and just, I mean, so many holding calls, just his progression to get to where he was a bit of a struggle, but he got there, and now he's one of their most reliable offensive linemen. And if he is healthy this year, that might make a world of difference for Russell Wilson and what they're trying to, as they're trying to turn him around to be able to have that reliable tackle protecting him. I think Garrett Bowles is that guy. And if he stays healthy, slam dunk comeback player of the year for our locals.
100% agree. I went with Garrett Bowles as well. I think that I just ditto everything that you just said. I'm excited to see how he comes back. And, you know, I wrote a story up on, he released a video kind of detailing like his recovery and whatnot. He put it out on social media earlier this week, and it just made me kind of, you know, excited for him to like be back. He's like, you know, I'm ready to go, you know, season's here, like, let's go, I'm healthy. So pretty cool to see that. Excited to see how he does with your Denver Broncos this season. We'll take a quick break, Sam. On the other side, we'll detail our NFL picks and talk about Super Bowl, and also some games that we're excited to watch in week one.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. All right, welcome back to the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. We just did our locals in the NFL awards, our preseason picks, Sam. Now let's turn our attention to the NFL as a whole, our general NFL picks. Let's go rapid fire here so we can get to our Super Bowl picks and then talk about week one. So MVP, I have Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with him until somebody, you know, proves that they can take it away from him. Again, like Fred Warner, I stick with my MVPs, Sam.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good pick. I like that as an MVP pick. I think Josh Allen's going to make a lot of noise, but the guy who's going to win it is going to be Aaron Rodgers, because he made the move to New York. He's going to get them into the playoffs. He's going to throw for a bunch of yards, and he's in New York. So the New York media is going to, you know, inflate him to even bigger and better than what he is, even though, look, he's amazing. He's a Hall of Famer. But but I think that's a big reason why I think he wins MVP. And it's going to help that he's playing in New York, getting more of that spotlight.
I like it. I still am not sold on that offense. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. I could see them being amazing and, you know, reaching the AFC Championship game even. I don't think they'd win the Super Bowl, but, you know, maybe. Who knows? Like, once you get to the, like, you know, past the divisional round, like, who knows? You could do anything at that point. Offensive player of the year, Sam. I went with Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver from the Bengals. I think that he had a broken hip last year. You know, had a breakout rookie season, just was awesome. And then last year, you know, took a dip. I like Joe Burrow coming back, being healthy, and those two just being an awesome duo. So I'm going Ja'Marr Chase as my offensive player of the year.
So Ja'Marr was my pick last year, and didn't work out for me. But I like the pick. My pick this year, Justin Jefferson, offensive player of the year. I think he's going to have another awesome season. What is he? He's had 1,400 yards or more every single year of his career. 3 years. I mean, this is ridiculous. So
Do you think he becomes the one to hit 2K? You think he hits it?
Possibly. But even if he doesn't, I mean, I don't see why he doesn't get at least 1,600 yards again, right? Why he doesn't get 8 to 10 touchdowns again, 100 receptions, 115 receptions, whatever. And maybe that's why he wouldn't win it, because it's become so consistent. But if the Vikings go further than they have been going, you know, if they win more games, then they'll get more attention on Jefferson. So that's my pick.
I like it. I don't think you can go wrong there. The other thing is, like, that division, like, I think that they're going to be able to do what they've been able to do the last couple of years there with Kirk Cousins, as long as he stays healthy. You know, I think that's a good pick. Defensive player of the year, I'm going to go with the guy that just got the bag. I'm going Nick Bosa. I think he's going to repeat. I like it. It may be an easy answer, but I just think that Nick Bosa, he's in his prime. He's so good. The other guy that I almost picked here was Micah Parsons, but I like the 49ers defense a little bit more than the Cowboys there.
I like Micah Parsons as well. I'm trying to go a little less conventional, and it's not like this guy is a pushover on the defensive side of the ball. He's good, but you know what? And maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to go with Sauce Gardner this year as the defensive player of the year in New York. New York's defenses should be solid, I think. But I wrote all this down without thinking about it. And I'm the kind of guy who's now thinking, well, wait, I picked a teammate of his to win MVP. There's no way he wins Defensive Player of the Year, too.
No, so. That's good.
But that's what I put down, so I'm going to stick with it.
They won Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year last year, so.
You're right.
It's been done.
There we go. Teammate-wise. I'm gonna go with that pick. Yeah, he'll get like.
If he puts up the same kind of numbers that he did last year, and, you know, Bosa or Parsons or whatever doesn't have like an amazing season, like I wouldn't be shocked by that. It's just, when was last time a corner won it? Stephon Gilmore?
Like, exactly.
I mean,
and that's why I almost picked Jefferson for MVP, because I wanted to go something that wasn't a quarterback. But the fact of the matter is, a quarterback's probably going to win the MVP.
Yeah. Which is it is the problem. I mean, we've talked about this on previous pods, but that really is the problem when it comes down to some of these awards, where it's like the quarterback
position award. Yeah,
exactly.
Defensive Player of the Year is going to be a pass rusher.
Rookie of the Year, Sam. I went with C.J. Stroud here, Houston Texans quarterback. Do you think that's crazy? Oh, yeah, no. Sorry, Matt. Bryce Young is going to have a terrible year. I also don't think Bryce Young is going to make it through the whole year. He's too small. He's going to get hurt. He's going to miss 5 games at least. C.J. Stroud, he's my pick.
That's a good pick. Bryce Young's on my very short list. If I'm going with a quarterback, it would be him, but I'm not. I am going to go outside the pocket. I'm not going with Bijan Robinson. Look, I don't care.
You didn't want to go quarterback, and then you ended up having to backpedal into it.
Well, no. Okay, so look,
Why didn't you go with my guy, Anthony Richardson?
He's on my fantasy team.
I almost went with him just because, depending on how the Colts play on Sunday, I might show up wearing a number 5 jersey next week.
You know who I really like as a rookie receiver this year is Quentin Johnson. Like, I'm just saying, I think I'm excited about him in the NFL. Again, right. I have to wait and see.
So are you gonna go Johnson, or are you going Bryce Young? What am I putting down in ink?
Well, See, now I got to think of receivers. Is Addison going to be better than him? Who are my other rookie receivers that I'm thinking of? Anyway. All right. Look, I'm going to go because this is what I've been doing. I'll go Quentin Johnson. Why not? Let's go with him for rookie of the year.
Okay.
Put it down.
Gosh.
I'm not going to be right.
You won't be right, but it's only because he's going to be their third wide out with the Chargers. But you never know.
Look,
crazier things have been
so Keenan Allen's going to be great again this year. He should be. But last year he did miss half the year.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Him and Mike Williams are always hurt, and so it's really just dependent on their health. So I like the pick. It just has to break the right way for you, Sam. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what? What the heck? We'll throw Drake London on there. We'll put him down.
Why did I think? Why was I getting so?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I love it.
This is
he only played 17 games last year, Sam.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, we'll go Quentin Johnson for you. We'll put him down. Quentin Johnson, rookie.
What I was saying was that Drake London should have won rookie of the year last year. Had 800 yards. That's what I'm going to pretend. Okay.
Well, he shouldn't have, because Garrett Wilson had 1,100 yards. So there we go. Coach of the Year, Sam. This is always kind of a fun one. I'm trying to think of guys who are like, not, you know, Andy Reid, obviously, who's just already at the peak. So I'm thinking of somebody who maybe showed a flash last year with their team, didn't quite make it to where I thought they could have been. And so this year they're gonna get in the playoffs. They're gonna make it over that little hump. I'm going with Mike McDaniel, the mad scientist from the Miami Dolphins. What do you think
of that
pick?
I was considering him when I was making my picks as well, but look, you know me. Do I want to pick Sean Payton? Yeah, I want to pick Sean Payton. If the Broncos get to the playoffs, will Sean Payton win it? He probably will, because.
Well, how confident are you in that? Pick him if you're confident.
I'm not picking him, but I'm just saying, if he gets into the playoffs, I could see because he's kind of a media darling too, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he gets some traction there for that award. I'm gonna go with Matt LaFleur. They were 8-9 last year, I think. Get them to 10 wins this year and into the playoffs with Jordan Love as their starting quarterback.
Do they win the division? Do they edge out the Vikings?
No, they don't. But I think
you're gonna have 10 wins in that division, huh?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, well, out of 17 games, 10-7. Yeah,
I know, so. But still.
So here's the thing. Like, you do it with virtually a rookie quarterback, virtually. I guess not. He's had a lot of experience at learning. But a guy who has one career start, you do it with him. And I think that kind of, you know, elevates the hype of maybe a coach of the year type award for him.
Yeah, I like it. Few minutes remaining. Let's go rapid fire on these Super Bowl picks before we talk about week one. We'll pick one game that we like because we've got like 4 minutes left. Super Bowl picks, Sam. I'm going NFC champion San Francisco 49ers because I looked at the NFC and I think it's a terrible conference this year. And the AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals meeting up in the Super Bowl. And I'm having the Bengals beat the 49ers. I'm going to go Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase lead the Bengals to the promised land. Who do you have?
That would be fun. My picks are, like, I'm going back to what I said at the very beginning of this. When I'm right at the end of the year, I can be like, look, see, I told you.
Yeah, I like it.
Be prepared to just, like, laugh, though. Okay, my AFC champion. Get ready for this.
AFC or NFC? AFC?
Which one do you want me to start with?
AFC.
My AFC champion is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't think that's laughable at all.
They're gonna make like that next step. They've got a lot of young, great talent. This
look like a genius too.
Their window's opening. Their window's opening. Yeah. I think this season for maybe a 3 to 4 year stretch of being a strong contender for the AFC. So why not just blow the door down and get there this year.
That's a great pick because like they were in the playoffs last year. They hung with the Chiefs. Like it's good, but nobody's picking them. So you look like a genius. I like it.
There you go. My NFC champion is going to be the Minnesota Vikings.
I thought you were going to go Arizona Cardinals there when you said, dark horse.
Yeah, no. I mean, so it's not that dark, but I'm going to go Minnesota Vikings and Jacksonville Jaguars. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson are winning the Super Bowl this year.
No, that's laughable.
Getting it done.
Really?
Sure. Sheesh.
Man, if you had the Jags in there, like I'd have been like, okay, like, let's go, Trevor Lawrence. But Kirk Cousins, you like that, huh?
Skull. You like that, Kyle. You like that.
Oh my gosh. How great was that Manning cast commercial, by the way? That was amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we got 49ers losing to the Bengals for me, and we got the Minnesota Vikings taking out the Jacksonville Jaguars for you. Why? My goodness. All right, Sam, last thing before we hang up. What's your game of the week this week? I am going to go. I got to go with Monday Night Football. I got to go Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets just because I want to see who, like, do the Buffalo Bills solidify them? I mean, they've been awesome to start the year the last couple of years, but do they really just show and solidify that they're like, hey, we're still here. We're still like the elite of the elite in the AFC. Or do the Jets kind of be like, hey, like, you know what? Aaron Rodgers. I'm still a four-time MVP, and I'm going to lead the Jets to the promised land. So that's my game of the week. Who do you have as your game of the week?
I like that one. That one has got my attention. It's a great way to end up, wrap up week one of the NFL season. But I'll go with a Sunday afternoon kickoff between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Big-time NFC North rivalry game. That's
great.
As bitter as it gets in that division between those two. And not only that, but season one. For Jordan Love is QB1, game one. Here we go. I'm really excited to watch Jordan Love this season and see what he can do.
Yeah, no, that's a great pick. Sunday Night Football, for those that like to watch that on KSL 5, TV. It's the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants, 6:20 p.m. on Channel 5 here in Utah. Sam, last thing. We've got 1 minute to go because I've got to get ready for this game. Got to get ready for Thursday night football. Sunday night football, but on Thursday night. You can catch that if you're going to listen to this before kickoff. Sam, what do you have to tease for us this weekend before we get, you know, the wrap up of week one?
It's football and only football, whether it's high school, college, or the pros. That's what we do here at KSL Sports Live. And this weekend, we break out our first weekend of locals in the NFL. Jeremiah does an expert job at just wrapping it all up into a couple of different highlight reels. And so if you're in the state of Utah, or if you can catch us on a live stream, and you are you like any of these local players that have come out of this state, whether high school or college, then that's the segment for you.
You can catch that on Sunday nights following the Sunday night football game. Just keep the dial, stay on Channel 5. That's all.
That's right.
Just keep it rolling. Get a little news, get a little locals in the NFL action. It's great. KSL Sports Live. You can follow Sam on all things social media at Samsworth_TV. You can follow me at Kyle Ireland on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days. And then Kyle Ireland KSL on Instagram, Threads, all that other fun stuff. But we're going to be back next week. I'm ready to hear your three stars next week, Sam. It's going to be good. We're going to hear your son's voice, you know, calling those out again. It's going to be like old times. Football is back, baby. But until next week, this has been the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.